Thanks everyone for joining. What I want to discuss tonight is a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. And the reason why I chose this particular Mishnah is because it actually somewhat relates to what we, for anybody who was with us or listened to the Shiur from Tuesday night. So it's what we listened to, it's what we discussed on Tuesday night, and then it has to do with tzedakah. So one of the two mitzvahs in this week's parsha are both to give tzedakah and to not to be stingy in giving tzedakah, to not be cold-hearted in giving tzedakah. So we discussed those mitzvahs on Tuesday night, but this Mishnah also has to do with tzedakah. So I thought that since it ties into this week's parsha that this was a good one for us to pick for this particular week. So the Mishnah in the fifth parak says Arba Midos Benosnei Tzedakah. So there are four different types of people who give tzedakah, four different types of charity givers. So we'll unpack each of these statements, but it's harotzeh sheiten achirim. So one type of person, when it comes to tzedakah, somebody who want, they want to give, but they don't want others to give. So eino ra'ah b'shel achirim. So their eye is evil to that which belongs to others. Okay, another type of tzedakah giver is achirim yitnu. So somebody who wants others to give, but they themselves won't give. So eino ra'ah b'shalav. So their eye is evil towards that which is their own. Then a third type is yitain v'yitnu acherim. So then there are people who give tzedakah and want other people to give tzedakah. So they are considered pious people. And then there is lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim. There's somebody who doesn't give tzedakah and doesn't want other people to give tzedakah. And such a person's called a wicked person. So, some of this, I guess, is somewhat self-explanatory, in that, if you, especially the last two, that if you give and you want other people to give, so that's obviously a good thing. And if you want, if you don't want people to get stuck on, you don't want to give yourself, so that's a bad thing. So it should be fairly obvious that stucco is good. But Rabbi Beryl Wine, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, notes that the reality is that there are many emotions when it comes to stuff. Okay, so the mitzvahs that appear in this week's parsha point to the fact that that there is a receiver and a giver, and sometimes giving tzedakah, even when we do give it, we're not always happy to give, and we're going to unpack that a little bit here as well. But there really are a lot of emotions, both what it's like for someone to receive tzedakah and the act of giving tzedakah is something that can be very emotionally charged. Maybe not giving a quarter, but when it comes time to write the big checks, when it comes time when organizations call our homes or email us, or somebody comes up to you in the street, so it can bring out a lot of emotions. So the Mishnah begins that there are four types of charity givers, four different types of people who give charity. Okay, so it's an interesting phrase because one example here is somebody who doesn't get stuck and doesn't want other people to get stuck. So Rav Adi Baruch Tanura says that there are four different types in the act of giving charity. So we're not talking about people who give charity because there are somebody here who doesn't give at all. We're talking about two core different approaches that people have in giving charity, one of which is not giving tzedakah at all. Okay, so this phrase of charity givers, so we look at maybe not as literal. The Maharal of Prague and the Derech Chaim says that there are four types of people who give tzedakah. So again, how does this work? It seems like there's somebody who doesn't give tzedakah, but he explains that that there are four different types of people who have the obligation to give tzedakah, that's incumbent upon them to give tzedakah. So when we talk about people who give charity, we're talking about four different types of people who are obligated to give charity. And no matter what your own way of giving tzedakah is, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you give or not. You're still obligated to give tzedakah. Right? It's not a choice. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah means commandment, not necessarily a good deed. Sometimes it means a good deed, but tzedakah is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon everybody. So there are four different types of people who are obligated to give tzedakah. Okay. The Pirkei Moshe goes on to explain that when we say that there are four different types of charity givers, we're saying that there's four different types of way in which people, you know, want or perhaps don't want to give charity. We're talking about the ratzon. We're talking about the will, the desire to give charity. So, for example, there's somebody who, you know, who wants to give but doesn't want others to give. So that's talking about, you know, the desire for them to give and the desire for other people not to give. Then you have people who are totally happy if I don't give tzedakah and other people don't give tzedakah. And the Pirkei Moshe says that such a person, even if, you know, they give and other people give, right, even if they're actually giving, but it's the fact that they don't want to give and they don't want others to give, so that person is wicked. Okay, so the last example, somebody who, we say lo yitim lo yitnu acharim is a rasha. So such a person might actually be giving tzedakah. Okay, there could be a type of person who's doing the mitzvah, but because they have to, but in reality, they really, really don't want to give it. Another way to sort of look at these four different types is that, you know, you could look at a whole community, a whole city, or you're doing like a study of people who give tzedakah, and you come up with these sort of four different archetypes of people who give tzedakah and their habits in sustaining other people in the community. So it's talking about in general how people give tzedakah, and then, you know, you have these different details in terms of what people actually do. Okay, and the fact that the community can force somebody to give tzedakah means that all these types of people are people who give tzedakah. So whether or not they actually give, whether or not others give, right? The idea is that, you know, you might be forced to get tzedakah, or you might, even if you're not, you know, physically coerced into doing it, so you might still give tzedakah because, you know, you kind of have to. But at the very same time, you might not want to do it. And Pirkei Moshe is saying that that is not a good thing. Okay. So Tiferes Yisrael says the following. That he says, it seems that the Mishnah we're dealing with is dealing with those who give charity, but it means those who will give and will not give, right? It's talking about people in the future. It uses the future tense. So based on our, you know, facial expressions and our mannerisms while we're giving, it shows, you know, what I want to do in the future. So if I smile at somebody and say give charity, that's a good indicator that it's something that I enjoy doing, I appreciate doing, and I'm going to do it again. If somebody, you know, if somebody comes up to you on the street, you give them a quarter, but you say, hey, go, you know, go work for a living and, you know, stop mooching or something like that. So that shows that you don't really want to give tzedakah in the future. So these different types of people who give tzedakah, that's indicating their future desire based on how they give tzedakah in the present. Okay, so far we've just established that the Mishnah has four different types of people who get stuck up. Just to summarize, it might seem like that there is an individual who doesn't get stuck up. So I can say there's four different types of charity givers. Maybe there's one, it seems like there's one type of person who doesn't give charity at all. So you could either just change, you know, the way to understand and say, well, there's, you know, four different types of habits in giving charity, including not giving. Or you could say that it's, you know, four different types of dispositions and desires in giving tzedakah. So, everybody here might be giving tzedakah, but just, maybe some people who want to do it more than the other, or it's the fact that the way you're portraying yourself in terms of how you're going to give tzedakah in the future, and how that impacts. Okay, so now let's go through each type. So the first type of person that the Mishnah mentioned is yitein v'lo yinu achir, that a person wants to give tzedakah but doesn't want other people to give tzedakah. That seems like a very strange thing. I think the two of these choices that seem most obvious is, people who want to give one, other people to give, and maybe you have people who don't want to give themselves, but they're happy if other people give. But what's this idea that somebody would give and not want others to give? And the moral process, this is very strange and difficult to understand. What kind of logic? It's not logical at all that there'd be somebody who would want to give and not want others to give. So he says that perhaps the reason that they don't want other people to give, actually, we'll get to his reason in a little while. But Rashi notes that that such a person, right? So they're miserly. So he says, so they don't want other people to increase their assets. So there's this idea that if you give tzedakah, so Hashem is going to reward you in turn, and he's going to help you out. He's going to increase your assets. So maybe such an individual is okay giving tzedakah, but doesn't want other people to give because he doesn't want other people to benefit. And also, when others give tzedakah, so you acquire a good name, a good reputation, you're honorable. So maybe such a person doesn't want other people to have that honor. And in fact, Rabbi Matitya Hayitzari notes that, in fact, such a person who wants to give but doesn't want others to give, so Eman Savala Shum Shemaim, such a person's intentions are not for the sake of heaven. Such a person, if they don't want other people to give, so, it's a mitzvah for everybody to do. So if you don't want other people to give, so that's very clear, and you have some sort of personal agenda, nefarious, narcissistic approach here. Okay, so he says, with such a person, the strong belief that there's reward and punishment in this world. So it shows that such a person believes it. If you believe so much that other people get rewarded, so that's you're kind of like, the reason why you wouldn't want to give is because you don't want other people to get any reward and benefit, which is ridiculous because when it comes to what Hashem can reward, there's enough for everybody to go around, especially in Olam Haba. So there's no reason why you need to bring other people down in order to bring yourself up. But yet, some people might not want other people to get certain rewards. Or perhaps their only intention is, maybe they don't have, such strong faith in, future rewards and punishments. But they're just giving tzedakah in order to boast, in order to have kavod, and they want others to have kavod. But either way, Rabbi Matitya Hayitzari says that such a person's actions are certainly not for the sake of heaven. Somebody who's tzedakah is for the sake of heaven does it because it's the right thing to do, because it's a mitzvah, because it helps a poor person, and they're not focused on their own prestige or anybody else's prestige. And they're willing to make room for other people to share in that mitzvah, in that cup. The Meiri says that such a person who doesn't want other people to give is because such a person hates other people. But he forms in the negative sense that he wants other people to have a bad reputation, a bad name, so he can become honorable in their shame. That when people say, look, there's nobody in this community gives tzedakah except for that guy, So that's another example where you want other people to be brought down so you can be brought up. But it's not just about how, you know, I want all the honor. You know, I don't want anybody else to give the $1 million donation because I want this to be named after me. It's not just that, but it's also, I specifically want other people to be shamed, and thereby just my doing even the bare minimum, almost, you could say, right? If nobody else is giving, then you set a low bar for yourself. And just by doing the bare minimum, all of a sudden becomes that that you're so great because in comparison to everybody else, you're seemingly doing a great job. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. But it's convenient to stand out in that way. Fine. And Tiferes Yisrael adds here, that, you know, it could be that somebody is miserly, that they're willing to give tzedakah, but they really don't want too many other people to give tzedakah, because then the poor people will profit too much and they'll get too much. They don't really deserve that much, so I'll give them what they need. But I don't really, you know, I don't want anybody to have a surplus to apply to an organization as well. Like, you know, you're willing to give, but if too many people start giving, so they have too much money, and then, you know, the people have too much of a salary, and Tiferes Yisrael says this is a criminal sin. Right? The reason why you don't want other people to give tzedakah is because you just don't, you know, you want the anim to have just enough, but you don't want them to have, you know, too much, God forbid. So that is quite a despicable approach, and bordering on the criminal. Ravai Martinura takes it in a different direction. He says that maybe, you know, somebody doesn't want others to give because he's concerned about the money of their relatives or people who are close to them. And he's willing to give, but he doesn't want people to give because he doesn't want them to lose their money. So sounds a little bit more, you know, well-intentioned. In reality, it's misguided. You should, again, we should want everybody to give tzedakah, and even if, you know, you're willing to put it out so that other people can get it, so it's important that they give tzedakah. Because again, as we discussed in the shiur the other day, mitzvah tzedakah is not just about the poor people having all their needs met, but it creates a sense of being merciful, of compassionate. We certainly want everybody to get schar for the mitzvah. So yes, even if people lose a little bit of money on it, it's still worth it. It shouldn't just be on one person to give it. And sort of in this vein, the Maharal process that, you know, if too many people are giving tzedakah, so let's just say you have somebody who's relatively wealthy, and they give out a lot of tzedakah in the community. So all of a sudden, if everybody else starts giving tzedakah, so he's going to have to give them tzedakah too. Or they'll have less money, so he's going to have to in some ways compensate. So let's say you're somebody who gives scholarship to a yeshiva. So imagine somebody who, you know, they give millions of dollars to yeshiva, to a school. And they say, you know, I'm giving the money, but I don't really want, but I don't want other people giving tzedakah because then they're going to need more scholarships. They might as well just not give the tzedakah so that they don't need the scholarship. So again, it's a little bit misguided, but everybody has to be involved in tzedakah. And it could be that, yes, and along the way, that means that everybody has a little bit less. Some people might not have entirely enough if they're giving tzedakah. But nonetheless, the idea that only you should give, but other people shouldn't give, is, you know, at best misguided. If it's only because, you know, want to sort of protect other people's money, at worst, it's criminal if you don't want, you know, poor people to have, you know, more than just the bare minimum. And in between that, also, if you're just giving stuck up for your own honor, then that's definitely not for the sake of heaven. If a barrel of wine, notes, shared a story that, you know, he's done fundraising for various things for yeshivas. And he said, basically, thank God, you know, I've never met one person who can just supply me all the money I need. And all his years of fundraising, he's never had a situation where he could just rely on one donor for everything. He said, thank God, that's the way it should be. Because, you know, for him, it gives him the chance to cultivate relationships with more people, that he's able to, you know, be involved with more people, and it gives more people the skills to participate. And that's a really wonderful thing. So it's good when, you know, obviously it's important for people to give and, you know, to encourage other people to give as well. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah was somebody who doesn't want to give themselves, but they're happy for other people to give. Okay, which also seems to be a little bit strange. I guess it makes sense. I'm sure there are people who would say, you know, if I never had to give charity because everybody else took care of everything, then no, that's fine with me. I don't need to do it. And such a person, Tiferes Yisrael says, is different than the last person. The last person, you know, perhaps the person who doesn't want other people to give. So that person doesn't want other people to have a good name, doesn't want them to have a good reputation, doesn't want them to be honorable. So the person who doesn't want to give themselves, so they're not worried about other people's reputation. You know, they're happy for the people to, you know, to have the honor of having given tzedakah, and they're happy for people to have a profit. But he just doesn't want it to be from them because he's a little miserly. So he just, you know, he's happy for other people to get money who need it, but just, you know, just not for me. Just not for me. Rashi says on this Mishnah, on this part of the Mishnah, that it is in Rabbi Shalom Tsar Ayin Bishal Atvash, Mesar Mutin Stak Kidesha Lo Yechzar Cheshba Ma'osad Bim Nosin. So he doesn't want to give tzedakah because he just doesn't want to lose money. He's a little miserly. He's concerned about not having enough. You know, he's only going to have, you know, $3,000 left in the bank instead of $4,000 left in the bank. And he's really concerned about that. And also maybe he's, you know, he's not concerned about getting schar in the next world. Okay, so it could be somebody's just a little bit, you know, they're a little protective of their money, a little bit miserly, and they're not thinking about the potential rewards. This is the opposite of the last person who's only thinking about, you know, the honor I'm going to get and the way other people are going to honor me. So Rashi is saying that if somebody who doesn't want to give themselves, you know, they're not really thinking about honor. They just kind of don't want to have to, they don't want to have to give. Okay. Tosfos Yontif raises a question. Tosfos Yontif kind of compiles different commentaries on the Mishnah. So Tosfos Yontif says that this is difficult because such a person then is that's a person's wicked. If you don't give tzedakah, that's quite wicked. So why is that person not considered wicked, just like the way somebody who doesn't want to give it, doesn't want other people to give us wicked. And all these people are wicked. So you said, well, no, perhaps this person doesn't mind other people having, of giving stuck. He doesn't mind the poor person having money. Maybe we're talking about a poor person who isn't entirely lacking, but they just need to be, you know, brought up a little bit because, you know, maybe they're just at the poverty line, but want to bring them out a little bit. And maybe he's even willing to give, but if there were other people who could take care of it, he wouldn't have to do it. He would be happy. So it's just a little bit of a you know, hardness of heart and the like. Not that he's against the enterprise of Starkey, but he would just be a little bit he would be a little bit happier if he didn't have to do it. Likewise, Maharal says, so why is such a person not considered to be a Rasha? Because he specifically wants other people to give. It's not that he's just okay with other people giving as long as he doesn't have to give. He actually really wants other people to give, and he's willing to go out of his way. He's willing to work really hard. I'm going to raise the money by asking everybody else to give, because I'm not going to give. So if I can find everybody else to take care of the need, and I don't have to give up anything, then I've done my job. that's fine. Such a person's not wicked. They're arranging for people to get stuck on there, and they're making sure that there is stuck up. They're not being wicked towards others, but it's just strongly misguided and a little bit immoral to sort of separate oneself from this mitzvah. Rabbi Wein has a story where he was asking somebody for money for an organization, and the person wrote a check. It was a couple of, it was one or two zeros, perhaps less than Rabbi Wein thought it should be. So the person saw Rabbi Wein's reaction to the check and said, "Don't worry, God will help." Rabbi Wein's response is, "Yes, that's my job to worry about God helping me, but your job is to actually give." Right? So the idea is that we shouldn't just, we shouldn't just not give, because we'll say, and then say, oh God, Hashem will help you out. Hashem will help out, and Hashem will work it all out. Our job is to do our job in giving stuff up, not to just rely on other people doing it. Okay. The Pirkei Moshe compares this person, or the person who doesn't want to give but wants other people to give, with the last person who wants to give but doesn't want other people to give. He says that the person who doesn't want to give themselves, again, is actually better than the other person, because the person who doesn't want others to give is against other people getting a mitzvah, is against really tzedakah. Again, we could evaluate different reasons why somebody wouldn't want other people to give, but somebody who wants other people to give, so they believe in tzedakah, but they're just being a little bit miserly, and maybe their belief that others should give will turn into the notion that perhaps I should give as well. But that such a person believes in tzedakah. But somebody who, especially if they only want to give tzedakah for the honor, they don't want other people to have that honor, so they're not interested in the enterprise of tzedakah at all. They're just it's all about honor. So in some ways, it's more subversive than a person who's just being a little bit too lax about their own obligations, shirking their own responsibilities, but still fundamentally believes in the importance of tzedakah. Okay, so a person who gives tzedakah, wants other people to give tzedakah, such a person is a pious person. And Rambam says that observe how he called one with so much mercy. So such a person who doesn't suffice with the fact that I should give, but that other people should give, that I should have mercy and other people should have mercy, such a person is a pious person. And likewise, somebody who doesn't want anybody to give, including themselves, so that's just pure cruelty and being wicked. But somebody who's truly pious is somebody who is overflowing of mercy, that it's not even enough for me to be merciful, but I want other people to do it. Now, the Maharal of Prague, again, asks, why is such a person a pious person? If I give tzedakah and I want other people to give tzedakah, so that's just all within the rubric of obligation. What's so special about that? But perhaps from what we've discussed before, this could make a lot of sense, because the person who wants others to give, that doesn't just want others to give, but they work hard, though they're willing to put in, they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, I guess almost more literally than what we often say it. They're willing to give, they're willing to chip in however many dollars they need to give it, and they're willing to make the calls and to go around it to make sure other people do it. They're not going to rest until other people do it. And such a person doesn't say, it's enough that I did what I'm supposed to do. I gave my tzedakah and that's it, which really is technically sufficient. But they're going above and beyond and making sure that the entire enterprise is being taken care of, and that others will give. And I'm willing to go above and beyond what I've already committed to do. And the Pirkei Moshe notes that that's the difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. A tzaddik is somebody who does what they're supposed to do. They're not necessarily working particularly hard to make sure that other people are given, but they're in their corner. They do what they're supposed to do, but they're not out there helping everybody. And that's perfectly okay. That's total tzaddik. But somebody who is a chassid, somebody who's truly pious, works with all of their might to include others in the mitzvah. Such a person is a chassid. Okay. And finally, we have the person who is wicked because they don't want to get stuck up and they don't want other people to get stuck up. So there's not a whole lot to say about that because I think that is a plainly obvious point that if you totally don't want anybody to get stuck up, so that shows you're entirely against the enterprise, and it goes directly against the Mishnah. And Professor Victor Shinan points out in his commentary here that it's not just enough for this person to be miserly. It's one thing to say, I don't want to give tzedakah. You know, I'm not in the position right now. I don't think I have enough money. But you know, maybe other people can help out. Right? So that's a person we discussed before. That's not nearly as bad. But somebody who's so against tzedakah that not only are they not willing to give money, but they don't want other people to give money. And it's like you don't even get anything from that. So that is just evil for its own sake. It's evil. It's rishus lishma. That is just purely because I am full of hatred and cruelty that I don't want anybody to have. So, when I first reading this, it was kind of hard to imagine what kind of person exists. Are there really people who don't believe that anybody should give tzedakah? So, there could be cases where we think that whoever's on the other end doesn't deserve it, right? It could be like the mentality that people should work for their living, which they should, but when they don't, so we shouldn't help them. We should leave them to their own devices. And it's interesting right now. There's a whole discussion right now about homelessness on the Upper West Side, and there's been a sort of an influx of homeless people. So I don't live on the Upper West Side. I'm not an expert on the politics of homelessness. I'm not going to opine on that particular situation. So there could be particulars in that situation that, affect the attitude that we have. But we shouldn't be fundamentally against helping homeless people. I hope that point is obvious. And there is a notion that maybe you shouldn't give money to homeless people on the street. You don't know what they're going to do with it. So that would actually be an example where I don't want to give, and maybe I don't believe other people should give because we don't know what they're going to use it for. Now, it could be that in certain cases, it really would be going to something nefarious. I asked one of my rebbeim once about this and what he thought, because I was a little conflicted. And he said, carry around quarters because, on the one hand, maybe you don't want to necessarily give them a $20 bill because you don't know where that's going. But if you give a quarter, some amount of chocolate, they just need it to buy a burger, so they can have it. But then also, you're not a nachzari in that case. And then you're not cool. And I think, that's an important thing to think about, that. That we should, certain situations might bring out this idea that, is this the right place to give to? Should I give? Should anybody else give? But fundamentally, we should certainly appreciate the importance of us giving ourselves and other people giving as well. And that's what's discussed in this week's parsha. Otav meitzit levavcha lo tikpot tzigarecha, and then patoach tiftach. So on the one hand, I should, we're supposed to open our hands to make sure that everybody has what they need. But the other side of that, the negative side of that, is that we shouldn't be too cold-hearted we shall be bought even if it's giving a quarter, because not because just of what it does to the poor person, but because of the negative effect it can have on ourselves, that we don't want to be in the habit of saying no when people need our compassion, that we don't want to have the habit of being cruel. Okay, so again, my point there is just that, you know, different situations might call for different things, but fundamentally, hopefully, you know, we would not put ourselves in a situation where we don't want to give, we don't want other people to give, but hopefully, you know, we at least want ourselves to give, we want other people to give, and even if we can go out of our way to make sure that other people give, then that is the highest form of tzedakah of all.